Isaiah chapter 1. This is the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Yehuda. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. He has said, I have raised up children, and I've made them powerful and great, and they've rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner. The ass knows his master's feeding trough. Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Oy, sinful nation, a people burdened heavily with iniquity, a posterity of evildoers, children that are corruptors of morality, they've abandoned Yahuwah. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel toward anger, and they are backward. Why should you be punished with any more affliction? You will only revolt more and more. The whole head, the entire leadership of this nation is sick, and the whole heart, the basis for thinking and feeling and decision-making of this nation, is faint, is weakly and sick. From the sole of the foot to the head, there's no soundness. Instead, there are wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, and they've not been closed up. Neither have they been wrapped with bandages, and neither have they been softened with ointments. Your country is desolate. Your cities have been burned with fire. Your land, strangers devoured in your presence, and it's desolate as it is overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like an old booth, an old sukkot, in a vineyard, like a hut in a field of cucumbers, like a blockaded city. If Yahweh's host had not left to us a very small remnant, then we would have been like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah. Well, hear the word of Yahuwah, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the Torah, the instruction of our Elohim, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says Yahuwah? I am full up with the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed animals, and I do not take any pleasure in the blood of bullocks or lambs or male goats. When you enter to present yourselves before me, who has sought my face in their efforts of trampling my courts under their feet? Do not bring any more useless sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and the Sabbaths and the calling together of assemblies, I cannot endure this any longer. It is iniquity. Even the solemn assembly is iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am impatient and offended in enduring them. And when you spread out your hands, as you raise them up in a sign of worship to me, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your practices from before my eyes. Stop doing evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice in order. Set right the oppressor and the ruthless. Govern the fatherless. Contend on behalf of the widow. Come on, think this through. Although your sins, your offenses against each other and against me are scarlet like the color of blood, they will be white as snow. And even though they cause you to be red like the worm from which you make dye to color your cloth, you'll be like the whiteness of wool. If you are willing and obedient, then you will eat the good from out of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, then you will be fed with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. The faithful city has become unfaithful, like a harlot. It used to be full of justice. Righteousness remained within it. But now, the murderer. Your silver has become dross. Your wine is mixed with water. Your princes, your leaders and governors are rebellious and the companions of thieves. Every one of them loves to receive presents, and they pursue rewards. They take bribes, and they do not govern the fatherless. They do not intimately, lovingly, and diligently teach the fatherless ones the right and proper path of living life. And neither does the cause of the widow who has no husband to be an authority provider or protector for her enter into their hearts. Therefore, says the Sovereign Lord of all the armies of servants in the heavenly realm, Yahweh, the Almighty, the Mighty One of Israel, I will console myself from my adversaries. I will avenge myself from my enemies, and I will also return my hand so that it is upon you. And I will thoroughly wash you and refine you from the impurities that are in you. I will cause all of your impurities to leave you. And I will also cause your governors and lawgivers to return to you and be like they used to be. And I will cause your counselors to be like they were during your beginning time. And after I've done these things, you will be called the City of Righteousness, the Faithful City. The ransom price for Zion's restoration will be paid with the decision of judgment that's according to justice. And those who return to where they should have always been will be the ones who've been redeemed by being rescued from destruction. The destruction is that of the transgressors and the lawless ones together, and it is those who forsake Yahweh who will be consumed. For they who are able to return to where they should have always been will be ashamed of the strong, tall trees that you have desired to sacrifice to foreign Elohim under, and you will be confounded, ashamed, because of the gardens, the pleasant places that you have chosen in which to practice idolatry, because you will be like a tree whose leaves have withered, like a garden that's not been watered. The strong ones that you had worshipped will be like strands of flax that are used to start fires. The work that had caused the strong ones, the idols, to have been worshipped, will be like a spark. And they will both burn together, and nothing will be able to put out the flame of their burning. End of chapter.